Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The hand-to-hit virus cruise ship is expected to dock in the Canary Islands this coming Sunday, despite local government concerns there. And Dee Daniels, who's over in Tenerife, is with us here on the programme today. How are locals feeling about this, Dee?
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
There's mixed opinions, really. There's a bit of scaremongering going on, people without facts and figures and stuff. And then there are people saying, well, you can't really leave them abandoned out there in a ship, you know, in humanitarian, you have to look after them and take care of them, and you know. So there's a bit of it's ambiguity, really. The president of the Canary Islands himself, Fernando, is not happy with it.
Mm. Well, he says he wasn't properly consulted, doesn't he?
Yes, and his concerns basically are that there's limited information so far. And it's the public health safety and also safety of the health service professionals who will be dealing with it. And we're kind of on the brink of a busy summer, and it's probably not the best place to bring potentially infected people. You know what I mean? Because it's an incubation period of apparently of 7 days to 45. So they're his main concerns, and he's not a happy chappy really about it at all.
And I suppose, like, you know, the fact that, as you said, Dee, at the very outset, that there isn't much information about this, that's probably adding to the problem. I mean, that vacuum is probably where a lot of the kind of the scaremongering and the rumours are circulating from.
Yeah, and the false facts. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the World Health Organization, they need somewhere like the nearest suitable port to dock, right? That because in Cape Verde, they have limited medical resources. Mm. Now, here in Tenerife, in Candelaria, which is in the north, the hospital in the north, the university hospital, it's fantastic. Like, the service is fantastic. And obviously, since COVID, they have a high-level isolation unit in Candelaria, and they have a high level of medical facilities. So that's sort of why they were sort of sailing towards this direction and hoping that they could do, could dock here. But the whole evacuation procedure has been coordinated by the authorities in Cape Verde, UK, Spain and the Netherlands. And the World Health Organization is saying that they are monitoring the passengers on board and those that have already been disembarked. So, like, it would be highly stringent and strict.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, I was reading in some of the Spanish media this morning, like some of the headlines there, you know, why us locals in Tenerife concerned about the cruise ship docking there. Like, are you hearing that when you're chatting to people locally, Dee?
Yeah, but I don't think, to be fair and honest, anyone in any country, nobody wants it anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Who would want that coming in anywhere? But somebody has to do and try and help these people. And I believe as well, I mean, I'm personally not scared.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I believe there's an awful lot of experience from COVID. There's a lot of awareness. The knowledge is power. They have a lot of experience in the isolation methods. I mean, at the end of the day, it's 149 passengers. It's contained. Now, obviously, some people are saying the best place for it to be contained is where it is, in the ocean.
Yeah, but they need the assistance and that as well. I've Andrew with us on the line, D2. Bear with me a moment. Andrew, known as the Knight's Rider on TikTok and social media. You're also in Tenerife as well, Andrew. You're working in the tourism industry. What are you hearing from locals and tourists?
Hi there. Yeah, so pretty much the same. A lot of it is the question of why Tenerife. Everyone is confused as to why we are the ones that have been selected to receive this ship. Are we really equipped for it? If there was the worst case scenario and there was an outbreak, or the situation is as bad as it could be, I don't think it is going to be, hopefully, but that is the concern, is why our hospital doesn't seem to be particularly informed or prepared for it. And in general, I'm getting a lot of questions on social media pages from people coming up, holidaymakers, people coming into my office as well. And, you know, should I be put off? Should I be concerned? My friends are coming over.
Well, that's probably and I don't want to creating sort of scaremongering where it isn't there or doesn't exist. But is there a sort of a concern among tourist providers in Tenerife that this might deter holidaymakers from travelling?
Potentially, yeah. Potentially, depending how bad the situation is on Saturday when it arrives, and depending how sick these people are, or if the repatriation actually happens back to Madrid with these 14 Spanish nationals.
I don't know what's wrong with the phone there, Andrew. If that's maybe on your end, just seems to be a buttons pressed with that. But there is anyway some concern, and the actual area itself where the port where the boat is due to dock, is that's not a big tourist region though, is it?
No, that's it's very industrial area. That Granadilla.
Go on ahead, Dee. Apologies. Sorry, you were just talking there.
No, it's all right. Yeah, I don't know whether I'm open or closed here.
You're okay.
Granadilla is a much smaller port in a smaller area. It's not a tourist area at all, which would confine it in a better way than it would in Santa Cruz. A lot of the cruise liners go in there and the cargo ships go in. It's a much bigger port. So in that itself, it would be a better option.
Yeah, then that's what maybe that's obviously saying. Why it was selected.
With regard to the preparation, there is a high-level isolation unit, as I said, in Candelaria, and it is being prepared, and they have a high level of medical facilities there. So it just depends on once they do the screening, and it's a strict, it has to be obviously really strict. That's the next step, really.
Well, I'm sure we'll get more details over the coming days. The president of the Canary Islands saying that he wasn't properly consulted about this, and also the port that's been mentioned as the area where the boat's likely to dock. According to that port authority, full permission to even dock the ship hasn't yet been granted. So we'll keep you posted. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Dee Daniels, Andrew, thanks a million to you both for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.